Well, I want to talk on prayer tonight. It's a good subject to talk on before we have revival meeting. And it's possible that you might want to have a pen and paper or your notepad on your phone or whatever. I'm not saying you will, but maybe something will stand out because I'm going to give a lot of words from somebody else. I'm going to share some things here in just a little bit about prayer. First of all, let's pray. Ask the Lord for his help. Father, we're thankful for this time of worship and sharing together in your presence tonight. Looking forward to revival meeting this week with Brother Stettler. Pray, Lord, that you would bless us with your special outpouring and visitation of the Holy Spirit this week. Allow something to happen in our lives. Renew, restore, refresh, revive, whatever the term might be most fitting in us. I pray, Lord, that you would anoint. As we look at this subject this evening, I pray for your special touch. Help us to go home with something that will enrich us and bless us and move us forward and help us to pray. It's in Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of things that we can say about prayer. We can spend a lot of time about prayer. A lot of books have been written about prayer. There's a whole set of volumes by E.M. Bounds on prayer. You can read those books, take an entire year to read those books, and still go back and read them again and find something new, just like reading the Bible. E.M. Bounds must have been a master of prayer. He was able to write so much in depth. On and on we can go with people in their prayer lives and in their spiritual walk with God and how they built in to their relationship the importance of prayer. I mentioned some just recently about some cliches of prayer. I'm going to share some cliches of prayer. One person had a list of 355 what he called pithy prayer phrases. But I read down through them, and very few of them I thought were what I thought the word pithy meant. Some of them were quite profound. One of the things that may be less than profound is the statement that seems to be taking over in the way of commenting about prayer is that I'm sending prayers your direction. Or I'm sending prayers your way. Really? Maybe somebody needs to explain that. My thoughts and my prayers are with you. And that's good. That's good as long as you do it. I wonder sometimes how much is really done when it's easy for us to comment and tell somebody, oh, my thoughts and my prayers are with you. And then we forget about it and don't say any prayers. Maybe we think about them from time to time. Do we pray? There's one individual that posts on everybody. It seems like anytime I see his comments anywhere on social media, it's that he's praying or has been praying or he's praying daily for them. And I wonder how many hours in the day he has. I'm not trying to be critical of the person. Maybe he spends a lot of time in prayer, and that's a wonderful thing. I just know that sometimes it's easy for me to say, I'm praying for you, and then forget. I'm sending prayers your direction. Somebody said that prayer is not a spare wheel that we get out when we are in trouble, but the steering wheel that directs our path. That's pretty good. Life is fragile. Handle with prayer. In prayer, we gain a heavenly perspective on the facts of life. If we want to get back on our feet, let's go down on our knees. There's some real, these are cliches or phrases, prayer phrases, but some of them really have some value to them if we put them into practice. If we hem our day with prayer, it is less likely to unravel. The power of prayer is in God who hears it and not in us who say it. Why wish upon a star when we can pray to the one who created it? If God is your heavenly Father, call home. Call home. Don't let your prayer be your last recourse in time of need. Make it your first. Never face a day until you have prayed. There's been some of our spiritual ancestors, some of our spiritual heroes of the past that said that when the day is more or most busy, that's when they needed to pray more before it all got started. Otherwise, they didn't expect to get done with everything that needed to be done. But if they would spend time in prayer, never face a day until you've prayed. And a person who takes time for prayer will find time for all the other things needing his attention. Prayer is not the last extremity, it is the first necessity. Our highest privilege is to talk to God. This next one speaks, I think, I'm afraid, it speaks to a lot of people in Christendom today. Do you pray Our Father on Sunday and spend the rest of the week living like an orphan? By praying, learn to pray. That's a good one. Prayer is the stop that keeps you going. God is easier to talk to than most people. God is better to talk to than most people. He stands best who kneels most. He stands strongest who kneels weakest. He stands longest who kneels lowest. Bent knees mean strong backs. The most powerful position on earth is kneeling before the Lord of the universe. He who walks upright must learn to kneel daily. Only when we have knelt before God can we stand before men. Well, that's almost a sermon in itself, but I better keep moving. Only when we have knelt before God can we stand before men. We reach new heights when we get down on our knees to pray. Adversity should never get the Christian down except on his knees. The world seeks victory by getting back on its feet, the Christian by getting down on his knees. When you are swept off your feet, you need to get on your knees. The best way to stay on your feet is to get down on your knees. Some of these are repetitive here, but I kept them. I wanted them to be repetitive for us. When life knocks you to your knees, pray. If your troubles are deep-seated or long-standing, try kneeling. When a good man falls, he falls on his knees. Many a man has kept going straight because his mother bent her knees in prayer. Maybe I should save that for May when it's Mother's Day. But that's a good one. When the knees are not often bent, the feet soon slide. When we bend our knees to pray, God bends his ear to listen. Listen to this one. A church stays on its feet when its members get on their knees. The prayer closets of God's people are where the roots of the church grow. This is a good one. Mark this one down. If a church wants a better minister, it can get one by praying for the one it has. Many people go to church praying that they will hear preaching that will hit someone else. Every step in the progress of missions is directly traceable to prayer. It has been the preparation for every new triumph and the secret for all success. Too often we forget to thank God for answered prayer. Praise is the proper punctuation mark for an answered prayer. We do our best praying when the I, me, and mine have worked their way out of our way. True prayer is a way of life, not just an emergency detour. Mark this one down in your mind. You'll never get a busy signal on the prayer line to heaven. That's a cliche. That's kind of a phrase, but that's rich. God's attention is always our direction. I like that. When it comes to prayer, don't hang up, hang on. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. Pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Pray until you do feel like it. The devil is never very far away when you are too busy to pray. It is not a matter of time as much as it is a matter of one's heart. For if we have the heart to pray, we will find the time. The devil laughs at our toil, mocks at our wisdom, but trembles when we pray. The main purpose of prayer is not to get what we want, but to become what God wants. Praying is to the soul what breathing is to the body. Prayer is the breath of the soul. Without it, you will turn blue. Prayer is the child's helpless cry to the father's attentive ear. God has a solution planned before we even know we have a problem. When we work, we work. When we pray, God works. Let's put the effort over onto Him. Remember that God may want you to be the answer to your own prayer. To pray about something and not make yourself available is hypocrisy. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. Little play on words there if you don't catch that. 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. Powerless. Things begun in prayer usually end in power. Prayer is the pause that empowers. Through prayer, finite man taps the power of the infinite God. Prayer is asking for rain, and faith is carrying the umbrella. Powerful praying is not a pretty phrase, but persistent prevailing. The greatest enemy to answered prayer is unbelief. Even a groan can be a prayer, provided it is directed toward God in faith and not in rebellion. Nothing is discussed more and practiced less than prayer. If there is no appointed time for prayer, soon there will be no time at all for prayer. Prayer is the place where burdens change shoulders. God tells us to burden Him with whatever burdens us. We are to worry about nothing because we can pray about everything. If a care is too small to be made into a prayer, it is too small to be made into a burden. Frequent prayers lessen daily cares. Access to God's throne is always open. Nothing makes us love our enemies as much as praying for them. Nothing makes us love our enemies as much as praying for them. You cannot pray for peace with your hands clenched into fists. Sometimes we struggle in our praying because we can't pray like somebody else that we have high regards for in their praying ability. Listen to this one. Productive prayer requires earnestness, not eloquence. Earnestness, not eloquence. The cry of the heart. It's amazing how many coincidences occur when one begins to pray. When you pray and aim at nothing, you are sure to hit it. He who waits on the Lord will not be crushed by the weights of adversity. He who cannot pray when the sun shines will not know how to pray when the clouds come. The best way to influence people for God is to intercede with God for people. The best way to influence people for God is to intercede with God for people. Petitions that do not move the heart of the suppliant, the suppliant, are unlikely to move the heart of omnipotence. Did you get that? We're not carrying the burden. Petitions that do not move the heart of the suppliant that are unlikely to move the heart of omnipotence. When it seems hardest to pray, that's when we should pray the hardest. No person is greater than his prayer life. It's a good idea to tune your instruments by prayer before the concert of the day begins. Some people think God does not like to be troubled with our constant coming and asking. The only way to trouble God is not to come at all. Too often we pray, or too often in prayer, we ask for a change in circumstances rather than in our character. He who runs from God in the morning will scarcely find Him the rest of the day. Change your prayers sometimes. Wake up in the morning and say, God, what can I do for you today? If God puts you on hold, don't hang up. Many pray not to find God's will, but to get His approval of their own will. Some tears are liquid prayers. The angel brought Peter out of prison, but it was prayer that brought the angel. Backsliding often first begins with neglect of private prayer. No one can live wrong and pray right. No one can pray right and live wrong. The esteem with which we hold prayer is evidenced by the time given to praying. The stream of praying cannot rise higher than the fountain of living. Mend your nets with prayer, cast them in faith, and draw them in love. Don't keep your eye on temptation while praying not to be led into it. The recipe for revival: draw a circle, get inside, and then pray God will send revival within the circle. Don't ask God for what you think is good. Ask him for what he thinks is good for you. Daniel would rather spend a night with the lions than miss a day in prayer. The secret of praying is praying in secret. If you can't sleep at night, don't count sheep. Talk to the shepherd. Give your troubles to God. He'll be up all night anyway. Prayer should be our first priority, not the final straw. Pray as if everything depends on God. Work as if everything depends on you. Pray as if everything depends on God, and then put it into action with everything that you have. You didn't like the wording the other way. The best safeguard of the younger generation are the prayers of the older generation. That shoe fits a lot of us. The safeguard, the best safeguard for the younger generation are the prayers of the older generation. How many of you are here because of somebody praying for you? A mom, a dad, a grandparent, uncle, an aunt, a pastor, somebody. That's shifted over to a lot more of us. We need to be aware of that. The final one: life for some people is to sow wild oats during the week and then go to church Sunday and pray for a crop failure. Acts chapter 4, verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they had heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hast said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for it of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by thy name, or by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Well, they were in a dark time. But when they had prayed, the next verse. But when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I think it's important for us to realize that it does not say, and when they had formed a committee to discuss the situation. It does not say, and when they posted their feelings and social injustices on social media, asking for wise keyboard counselors to provide insight. No, what is said there and what happened there in the midst of that difficult, trying time in their lives, very soon after Pentecost, it was when they had prayed. It was when they had prayed. When they had prayed. Luke chapter 11, Matthew chapter 6. Basically a record of the same incident, the same situation that had taken place where the disciples were asking the Lord about prayer. And Luke records it from what he was remembering and what stood out to him. And Matthew recorded it the same way, what stood out to him. And this is the way that Luke records it. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Matthew heard just a little bit different. It stood out to him just a little bit different. This is the way Matthew records it. But when you pray, he said, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. But when you pray, not if you pray, not occasionally when you pray, he said, when you pray, making it a practice of prayer, go into that special place, shut the door, get everything out so that you can focus your attention on this communication with God, with the divine, with the omnipotent, the omniscient. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 33, something had taken place. The prophet felt like he was in a quandary. And it tells us there in verse number 33, so he went in and shut the door behind the two of them and prayed to the Lord. There was something that had so gripped his attention and so consumed his mind, he went in and he shut the door to pray. And when they had prayed, Luke recorded those words, saying, Lord, teach us to pray. My comment tonight, my word tonight is, Lord, help us to pray. Lord, help us to pray. He's already taught us how to pray. We've read it a number of times. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he gives us the whole recipe for prayer. Now it's time to put it into practice. Lord, help us to pray. Would you stand with me tonight? We can get so bogged down with all the cliches and the phrases, and they sound good, and we get caught up in all of the sound good words, but the bottom line is still the same. Lord, help us to pray. And I hope that that's our aim and our goal and our desire, to seek the Lord. When they had prayed, the place was shaken. When they had prayed, things took place. When they had prayed, lives were transformed. May God help us to pray. May God help us to pray. Edward, would you dismiss us in prayer?